But it's 8:12 with Alan Shee. Going to talk a bit about, for the next couple of days, the 97 Cell Song Sessions. Of course, the festival debuted last year, unable to happen this year due to the pandemic. But a cool book is out right now that we'll chat about as well. But Robert Ott joining us. He and his wife actually founded the 97 Cell Song Sessions. But Robert has a long time sort of history in the music industry. And Robert, before we sort of get into everything else, talk a bit about the music industry and how essentially you're able to climb your way to be really a music industry mogul.
Well, you know, when I came up in the business, I used to always want to be in a band and be a singer and so forth. And I quickly realized I was the guy who got the gigs and wrote the set list. So, you know, I decided to go onto the business side of the aisle in the music business. And, you know, I learned that there was a great segment of the business where people wrote songs for artists and songwriters. And, you know, the process of getting songs to artists and getting them recorded in their voice and out to people on the radio and so forth. So I learned that that was a thing that existed, and I was very fascinated with songs. So that's how I got into being a song publisher. And really, you know, we work with songwriters who would deliver songs, and then we would take those to the artists and try to get them recorded. The amazing part of that that end of the business is no one's ever heard the song, so you don't really know how it's going to be received, and you sort of have to guess that it's appropriate and a fit for the artist, and then bring it to them and hope they like it and they record it. So that's the process and how it works.
And that's obviously something, like you say, you got into and love doing, right?
Well, it's always been a passion, songwriting, and you know, songwriting is a unique form of storytelling. So when we do this festival, we bring songwriters from the U.S. and Canada and other areas of the world who have hopefully written some hit songs that our audience is going to know, and then they tell the stories behind the creation of those songs. And sometimes those are equal parts, hilarity and sometimes very emotional stories. Mm-hmm. About struggle and how these artists have gotten to the point they are in their career. I had a gentleman on my roster in Nashville at one point, and his publishing company was called 29 Cent Hamburger. And I asked him, why is this company called 29 Cent Hamburger? And he said, because when he first came to Nashville, he would go to a local burger place that had 29 cent hamburger day, and he would buy a flat of these things, freeze them, and then eat them for the next month.
That's a story, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Robert, and I sort of this kind of you sort of we skipped into sort of how this festival started. Obviously, it's that passion, like you say, of songwriting. This is how you and I guess your wife Robin kind of put this together, right?
Well, originally it was really my wife's brainchild, and you know, we've been residents on the Naramata bench for about 10 years, and we've seen the rise of the wine culture in the valley, and to some of the great things that have happened in around Naramata and Penticton. And we thought, what wouldn't it be great if there was a great cultural experience that we could pair with wine tourism? And so, you know, the idea of having this intimate artistic format where songwriters perform their songs and tell the stories behind them seemed to really fit. And there was nothing like it here. It's an art form and a performance art form that we've seen in many places in the world. And it's an incredibly emotional experience. And we wanted to share it with people in this locale, and also hopefully to get, you know, a good amount of our audience to get on planes and come from across the country. Mm-hmm. Because people often overfly the Okanagan Valley, and they don't really know it's here and how wonderful it is. When we bring people here from around the world, they're always gobsmacked when they get off the plane. They can't believe how beautiful this place is.
No kidding. And more coming up tomorrow morning with Robert. It'll be part two of our chat, more on the book and what's coming up possibly for next year as we gear up. For like everything kind of resuming for 2021, and that would include the second 97 Cell Song session. So that's coming up tomorrow at this time, part two of our chat with Robert Ott. This Club 10 After 8 with Al and Shee. So we continue our chat with yesterday, when one of the co-founders of the 97 Cell Song Sessions and the festival that debuted in Penticton last year. Robert Ott is that co-founder. And also talking about the book Storytellers that is out right now. But as we continue part two of our chat, I talked to Robert about how he was this mogul in the music industry, but just decided that maybe it was time to leave it all and live here full time.
Well, I ran the company for about 15 years and built it from scratch. So, you know, that was a long journey and an exciting journey. And I was able to sign bands like Rush and participate, you know, in helping to bring their music to hopefully a new generation and other artists like Timbaland and lots of country artists like Jordan Davis and folks like that. So, you know, it was a full career and a great one. I think it was in the music industry proper for 36 years. And this just seems like a great way to pay all that forward to our audience.
Well, you know, you mentioned about, you know, people flying over the Okanagan. As we know, that has kind of changed recently. So, unfortunately, the 97 Cell Song Sessions, after its great debut, not able to happen this year. But understand that it is being planned for next year, Robert.
That's right. We're going to be back July 23 and 24 in 2021. And in the interim, you know, we put out this coffee table book called Storytellers that seeks to celebrate storytelling in all its forms. And that includes, you know, some great local artisans like luthier Bill Okos over in Summerland, who builds guitars for the Stars. You know, a local winemaker, screenwriters, chef. So we've gone through some various art forms and just relate how they are storytelling arts along with songwriting. And the book also features Grammy-winning songwriter Tim Nichols, who wrote Live Like You Were Dying for Tim McGraw, among others.
Wow.
So, you know, we're really developing a multi-genre festival too, which includes pop, rock, and country. And so you'll see and hear some of the hits that form the soundtrack of your life at the shows.
Perfect. And for the book itself, it's kind of what, almost like a coffee table book, because I understand there's lots of great pictures in there as well. Is that right, Robert?
That's right. Yeah, there's amazing photography of the valley, particularly the Penticton Naramata area. And there's also a historic feature in the book, which is a rather lengthy piece about the history of the Okanagan Valley and how it came to be, and how the different towns around the lake emerged.
And when it comes to getting it, I understand it's now out there, what, in different stores through the city?
Yeah, we've got it in a few locations. It's at the Wine Info Center in Penticton, Poplar Grove Winery, the Penticton Visitors Centers, which are run by Travel Penticton, who have been an amazing supporter of us, and we thank them. And, of course, at 97SouthSongSessions.com. Don't say that too quickly.
Yeah, I went very slow the first time I said it. So, and Robert, so, and that website, obviously, in addition to being able to get the book, it will have more details on this great music festival. And I'd imagine down the road, we'll be able to see some of the artists coming for next year.
Yes, I would think that, you know, a lot of the songwriters that will be coming in 2021 will be similar to the slate we had lined up for 2020. And you can see all that at our website also, 97SouthSongSessions.com.